So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. My camera's really far away this morning. Anyway, is it morning? It is still morning. I just had to double check. Anyway, welcome. So in today's session, we're going to talk about one-off marketing campaigns. And so let me just put a little caption up there. So there we go. So all of these different things are harming your business. So anything that you're going to do one-off, webinars, leaflet drops, going live like this just once as a one-off, single podcast, inconsistent images and video campaigns, one-off long-form copies, short-term Facebook ad campaigns, short-term social media content blasting, one-off speaking gigs, all of this stuff is basically harming your business. And it's time to change what you do and to basically get more consistency. Let me just add that up as well. Like, consistency is the biggest problem that I see with most businesses. And I think the problem is that they start off doing it and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's create all this content. And then they're really motivated and hyped up about doing it. And then they get to Canva. Oh, and about half an hour in, they're like, oh, this is so hard. And it is hard, even though Canva is a great piece of equipment, great tool. It just makes life so much easier. But it's so time consuming. It's so boring. And so then what happens is all this motivation and momentum has been lost and the people end up not doing anything at all. And it's like, well, if you're not going to do anything, no wonder your business is where it is. Consistency over time is the key that's going to grow your business. And the idea about this is that people should be seeing you on a regular basis. If you're out of mind, out of sight all the time, no one's going to do any business with you. They probably think you've gone out of business, you've gone bust, or that you're not interested, or that you're too busy to take on more clients, and so on and so forth. So you've got to get yourself out there in front of other people as often as you can. I'm sure you've seen this. You know, you go on Google, you type plumbers in Leeds, let's say, and you come across a website, and the website looks like it was built in 1998 by a 15-year-old back in 1998. It might be a good web designer now, 24 years later. But back then, it looked like a 15-year-old has done it. And, you know, I click off those websites because they're just not relevant to today. Are they even in business? Especially if, you know, your phone and it just rings out and then you're like, and nobody answers. And so that's part of the sales and marketing funnel. Like, you've already got your website. You might have been number one on Google, but if it looks out of date and you're not answering your phone and all these different things, all of this adds up to being inconsistent over a period of time. And it doesn't take many clients to lose for it to really affect your business. You know, if you're able to do 10 clients a day, but because you're so busy doing servicing those clients, you miss out on 3 other calls per day. That's 30% of your business, even 20% of your business if it's 2. Even if it's just one person that you're missing every single day, that's 10% revenue. And if you're doing £100 of revenue off each customer, that's what, £700 a month, a week, I should say. What's that, 714, 2,800 a month. That's £3,000 a month. That's enough for you to run a proper marketing campaign. So all along through the marketing and sales funnel, you've got to be consistent both on the way that you're putting out content, doing one-off webinars. Lovely idea. You're going to have to do that webinar 10 to 15 times. We've done webinars. We're dreadful at webinars, by the way. Just absolute confession here. My website webinars suck. I'm so bad at them. But what I found was the more that I would do the same webinar, the better results I would get from it. So if you do the webinar once, it's going to be crap. You don't know your content enough. You've not answered the questions enough. But what happens when you do it a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a tenth time, an 18th time of a workshop or a webinar, whatever that's going to be, every time you go through it, you go, oh, I need to change that bit. This bit could be better. I need to say this at this point. And so you've got to start introducing this level of consistency when you're putting out marketing. I mean, when I first started doing video, not even live video, but video, my video was pretty bad, I'll be honest. Part of me's like, oh, should I bring up my videos? Let me see if I can easily show you one of my very first videos. It is very, very bad. Let me just see if I can find it and find an easy way of putting it into order. Let me go to my channel. I'm just looking on another screen here in case you're wondering where am I? So let's view it by old videos and sort by they added oldest. Oh my goodness me. Do I really even want to share this? No. but let's do it anyway. Let me see. How can I share the screen? There we go. That one. Add source, share screen. Screen two. Share. Here we go. Let's show you. This is my very first video, folks. It's dreadful. Oh, look at that. How's that for a cream egg? This was in 2008. God, I look young there. But it's pretty dreadful. And then we got one with me working out. Again, really dreadful. Two friends. This is us working out in their backyard, going back all those years ago. And then, I mean, they're just pretty dreadful. All of them. I can't really. And a lot of this, by the way, is not face-to-camera videos. Here's some better ones. This is 8 years ago. God, I look young. Dan's daily video blog. Pretty dreadful videos. Let's bring you back to me. So pretty dreadful stuff, right? I think you'll agree there. But it doesn't matter. Like, I've been consistently putting content out for the last 12 years, since 2008, 14 years. One of our longest cycles for a website design client was like 8 years, because I said to him, when did you see us? You know, when? How do we know each other? I said, oh, I saw you on stage speaking at the Manchester Property Networking Club. You were on the expert panel, and I've watched you since then. And we sold him a £400 website like 8 years later. It just goes to show that consistency over time, eventually people will buy. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow. And I know that you're like, well, Dan, you know, I need money now. And I get that. We should have been consistent 8 to 10 years ago. And you're going to need money in another 8 to 10 years. So now is the time to absolutely get consistent. Because what you should be doing is you should be building brand over time. Because it's the brand that really enables people to buy from you. And let's just talk about what brand actually means. Brand isn't having your name on a billboard at a football match at Leeds United in front of 80,000 people. The people selling you that will tell you it's brand building, but it's not. Brand building is about how you make people feel. Think about Coca-Cola and how they build their brand. You know, when they're drinking and it's a hot day and it's so refreshing and there's water coming down the glass. And by the way, does Coca-Cola taste better in a glass bottle than a can? Or even a plastic ball? Absolutely. That's brand building right there. And so when you're talking about building up your own brand, you've got to think about what's the emotion that you're enabling people to feel. Like on this, is this giving out good value? Well, I'd like to think it is. And I'd like to think that some other people think it is as well. You're always going to get people to think, no, it's trash, Dan. It's trash. You don't even know why you bother. And you're going to get them all the time, right? You're totally going to get them. And that's just part of life. Doesn't mean that you stop doing them just because someone doesn't like it. There's loads of stuff I do that people don't like. Screw them. It's not my problem. It's their problem. But your brand is about you and about how you present yourself and how about you go about business and the sort of person that you actually are. That's brand building. When you go out and hand out backpacks to homeless people, like, that's brand building. That's something that we did. I was having an argument over this weekend about that with somebody. Because on the Queen's funeral, I was driving through Leeds City Centre in the back of a cab, and all I saw was homeless people. And it was kind of like this dichotomy between all this wealth that we've seen for the last 7 days, people being proud to be British, and then driving through Leeds City Centre with all these homeless people. And the amount of grief that I got, I hope you stopped and fed them and all this bullshit. And it's like, you know, it really annoys me. But they're just idiots anyway. But that's not the point. The point is that what are you doing to build your brand and make people feel good about you and your business and about how you can help people and about how you can advise people and all that stuff? That's what brand building is. And you can't do that by dropping 10,000 leaflets once. You can't do it from having one webinar once. You can't do it from going live once a month. You can't do it from creating 10 images on Canva, shoving them all out for the next 10 days. And then nothing for the next 3 months. That's not consistent. You have to be consistently building your brand over time. And when the time is right, you will be the person that they think of. So we do digital marketing, obviously. And so when the time is right, you know, we get clients coming through. Like, we've had a lot of strategy sessions in the last week or so. People coming through going, Dan, we're not ready for you yet. But when we get into January, that's when we want to hit the ground running. And we're like, okay, no, I get that. Thanks for reaching out. But what you should be doing is let's plan the next 3 months so that when we hit January, everything is in place. Like stickers on your board, stickers in your meeting, so that when you're ready to move, we already know what we're doing and it's all lined up. That's building brand over time. We don't even get paid for that. And sometimes that stuff doesn't come through either. But us advising right at the start of that sales cycle so that the client can actually get the best results from their marketing, that's brand building over time. But you have to be consistent. You can't just switch it on and switch it off and hope that that's going to be the thing that does it for you. Anyway, that will do us for today. Hope that's useful for you. And we'll hopefully catch up with you in the next day or so with our next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.